Hello and welcome to our new episode of the Strong Girl Podcast, where we provide super simple tips and strategies for women of all ages and walks of life to take back control of their health, fitness, and happiness so that they lead more fulfilled lives. I'm your host, Sarah Conlon from Strong Girls Club, and I would love to welcome myself as I discuss what are results anyway. So, I think it's really important coming from a fitness perspective, and I do run Strong Girls Club, which is a face-to-face fitness business for women only. We help them become strong and confident inside and outside the gym. So I thought, just with myself talking to this subject, because I've got my podcast that was meant to happen today is happening next week, which is all good. I want to talk about what are results anyway, because when it comes to it, that's what my business, that's also what online coaching does, is it helps people move from where they are right now to where they want to be. And so that's what we discuss as results. Now, I think it's really, really important to set clear parameters that are measurable so that the individual or the client knows what they are wanting to achieve and how to achieve this thing. So often where fitness professionals fail is that they don't have a clear understanding of what it is that their client is wanting to achieve because they haven't asked the right questions or deep enough questions. And this is also something that as an individual, it's really important to do, because if you don't know exactly what you want to achieve, then that makes the water a little bit murky for your fitness professional to help you achieve those things. And remember, it's a two-way street. We want to work together. So that's the first thing, is when we're discussing results, we want to have a really clear perspective of what are the parameters and how can we measure what the results are. So it's really about understanding, firstly, what that client wants to achieve. So I've been in the industry for 6 years, and I can tell you that everyone, or close to everyone, will say that they want to lose weight. That's a very broad statement. It's not, you know, like they can lose, you know, a kilo, but what if they actually look worse? So it's about understanding what is the deeper meaning behind that person, for example, yourself, wanting to lose weight. Now, I'll give you other examples because that's just the easiest one. It's probably, from my experience, the most popular reason that people seek out a coach or a personal trainer. But other examples of what people might want to be achieving is, you know, performance. So they might want to compete in a specific sport that's going to be performance related, which is very easy to measure because you can tell if someone's getting faster or stronger. So performance, we've got fat loss. Some people move just for the enjoyment or the connection with others, especially if they're in a group environment. They might want to feel stronger. They might want to feel better within themselves. They might want to feel healthier. Another goal that I've heard is that they want to make time for themselves. So they want to have something that they commit to every week, and that's a commitment that is just for themselves. It might be a mother who, you know, is doing everything for her family and her children, and she wants to just give something back to herself. So making a commitment and having someone keep her accountable is how she gives back to herself. It might be that you're injured and you want to rehab an injury so that you feel stronger or more functional, so that you can live a life on your terms, free of pain. So it is really important to understand that humans will run towards pleasure, and we will run away from pain. So when we're setting our goals, are we running towards pleasure? Are we running towards hitting a new PB at a comp or winning a competition? That it would be extremely pleasurable, right? If you're a competitive person. So are we running towards the pleasure of just competing and doing the best, of hitting new PBs or being faster, or, you know, being able to run for 60 minutes nonstop? Like, are we running towards that thing that we see as pleasurable for ourselves? Or are we running away from pain? And pain is always going to be much more of a stronger driver for an individual than what pleasure is. So a lot of the things we do in our lives are driven by fear or by pain. So a good example would be you've just broken up with your partner, and I have definitely trained quite a few women who are like I'm in pain. I've just gone through this painful experience. I'm now, you know, broken up, and that's caused me pain. Doesn't matter if I was the one being broken up with or I was breaking up with that person, there's still that pain there. And now I want to do something for me so that I feel really good within myself. I want to, you know, like, not that I endorse the revenge body or anything, not at all, but hashed or in quotes, revenge body type situation after like a breakup. So that's probably the most obvious example I can give you, is that we are running away from pain. So, and remember, pain is the fundamental reason that, or driver that will drive us to do something over pleasure. So, and pain will look different for each and every one of us, you know. It could be the pain of being stuck in a job that you don't like. So working out or fitness can give you that focus or control over something in your life that feels like it's out of control. So pain looks like something different to all of us, just as pleasure does to all of us. And that's why it's really, really important that we set our own parameters for what our results are going to be and what we want to achieve. I can't stress that enough, that you need to be able to understand, have a clear understanding of what you want to achieve, because you are so different and what you want to achieve is so different to everyone else, even though the main things we want to achieve are very similar. So once we have a clear understanding of what we want to achieve, then we can set our measurables, because it has to be measurable. Otherwise, how do you know that you've achieved it? And also, if it's not measurable, then how do we know what steps to take to then achieve that thing? So that's very much why I'm so caught up on being able to measure things. Like, if you're a fitness professional and you're not able to measure, you know, a client's steps, their health markers, or whatever it is that client wants to achieve, then you're not going to get them the results that they want. And that comes with, if you're someone who's wanting to achieve something, we need to be able to see those steps or break it down so that it feels a bit more achievable as well. Because if it's a massive goal, then often that's overwhelming. And if it's overwhelming, you're going to procrastinate and you're not going to do it because it feels too big. You know, I've helped women lose 20, 30 kilos. Like, and initially, if you look at that and you're like, oh, I've got that much weight to lose, fuck, that's so overwhelming. Like, where do I even start? I don't even know what to start. So I just put it off and I put it off and I put it off, when the first place to start is going for a 10-minute walk every day. And then the next place to start would be, you know, making that a 20-minute walk every day and moving, like, parking further away from Gateway or from the shopping center and moving a little bit more every day. You know, it's those small things that build, and that makes a massive difference. It's going to one fitness session a week for 30 minutes, and then it's making that two fitness sessions a week for 30 minutes. And then it's making that two fitness sessions for 45 minutes a week. You know, like, it's really that simple. It really is. It's just, we like to procrastinate because we are scared, or we fear the unknown. And that's what everything comes down to, is the fear of the unknown. And remember, our brain and our body, their main job is to keep us safe. So if we then are doing things that are different to our normal, because if you want to achieve anything, it will be different to what you're used to, and it'll be uncomfortable, because being uncomfortable means that we're on the right track. And remember, our body and our mind is there to keep us safe. So often if we're doing something that's uncomfortable, we're going to have a level of self-sabotage or doubt or you know, being scared or all those feelings. And that's completely natural. It's so, so natural. And that's why I wanted to talk about results, because if you set yourself the wrong goals and you don't get the results because they're the wrong goals or they're not realistic, you're going to feed into this cycle of being frustrated all the time. And then that's going to eat into your self-esteem, your ability to trust yourself that you can achieve what you put your mind to. And it's not necessarily because of your own willpower, but it's because you've set yourself just the wrong goals, or you haven't surrounded yourself with the right people, or you don't actually want those goals. And that's a big one that I've seen over the years of coaching, is that people think they want to lose 10 kilos. You know, they think they want something, but in reality, they don't want to change the habits, or they haven't been put in the right environment to change those habits, or they haven't had the support from the right people to change those habits. So they don't then lose the weight that they've set this the goals around, and then they get frustrated, and then they think that they can't do the thing. They question themselves, they second guess themselves, they get frustrated, and it's a massive cycle that goes on and on and on. And really, it's because they've either set the wrong goals or they've focused on the wrong thing. You know, like in Strong Girls Club, we don't focus on weight loss. We focus on being consistent. We focus on the our non-negotiables, which are sleep, water, movement or steps, stress and protein. Like, we focus on getting stronger, being consistent, eating more protein, drinking your water, sleeping properly. Look, that's what we focus on, because they're the small things that are actually the massive, massive things. So in turn, our clients get great results because they're not focusing on weight loss. They're focusing on the measurables. They're focusing on, oh, I've got 10,000 steps every day this week. Oh, I got like 5,000 on Sunday. But you know what? Last week I only got 8,000 every day. So that's still an improvement. So what are your goals and why? Why are these important to you? Are you running towards pleasure? Are you running away from pain? And remember, there's no wrong or right. You know, this is you. You get to choose. You determine what you want to achieve. It has nothing to do with me. I'll support you regardless, and I'll help you get there. But it's about you understanding and having a very, 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 very clear understanding of why you want to move away from pain. You know, my knees hurt and I've got grandchildren, and I want to be able to have the energy to play with them. I want to be able to bend down and pick them up without pain. And to me, that would be so pleasurable. But also, that pain of my knees hurting is driving me as well. That is my reason for wanting to lose a few kilos, become stronger and move better, you know. Or it might be I want to lose 5 kilos so that I can do X, Y, and Z. Or because I just want to feel a little bit better within myself, because right now I don't like myself and I don't feel good in myself, and I want to prove to myself that I can do hard things. You know, what is your reason and why? You have to have a why, because I bet you every single one or everyone I talk to will say, I want to lose weight. But really, like, there's no why behind it. It's like, it's a nice thing. Yeah, of course it'd be nice to lose weight. But if it doesn't mean jack shit, then you're not going to do it, and then you're going to get frustrated. So why are you setting these goals? Like, and how is it going to make you feel? And how can you measure these? Who do you need to get to help you and support you? Who's been there, done that? Because, like, talking to people who have been there, done that, getting people who have proven strategies to help you that are a good fit for you, you know, I think it's really important to be proactive, do your research, and have a clear understanding of how you're going to get there, so you don't feed into that negative frustration cycle that a lot of people are in. So that is literally my ramble on what are results anyway, because I want to see everyone win. You know, like, I don't want to see people in frustration cycles. I want everyone to have better lives. I want people to be able to move better and feel better, because then they're going to be happier. And the more happier humans that are living their life, then the easier our interactions will be. You know, like, the better the world will be if there were happier people who are like, really understand and know themselves better and do things in that are aligned with who they are. Like, oh, what an amazing world we could live in, honestly. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that has helped a little bit. Get in touch with me on Instagram at @SarahConlan_StrongGirlsClub or on Instagram at @StrongGirlsClub_Perth. If there's anything you're interested in hearing about, I would love to hear that. Get in touch. Tell me if you like this, if you didn't like it, if you agreed, if you didn't agree. I would be so, so grateful for you to touch base and let me know. And until next week, have a fabulous week. Bye.